This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A while ago, I read a story in the Wall Street Journal by my old friend Melek Kalin about one of Baghdad's last functioning art galleries. I was fascinated. Art galleries in Baghdad. Who knew? Who could care so much about art to make it, to show it, judge it, in the middle of a war zone? Since Melek had since returned to the States, we asked Baghdad-based journalist David Enders to go and check it out for us. Enders has been reporting from Iraq for 4 years since the beginning of the war, but visiting Madarat Gallery was not exactly an easy gig for him. Finding a translator willing to make the trip across town became its own adventure.
Now we are going to Al-Waziriyya.
Abu Ibrahim was the only translator crazy enough to work with us after three or four translators turned us down.
It is Sunni neighborhood, by the way. For that, I couldn't go there because if they observe me or they feel I'm from Shia, I don't think I will live more.
But Abu Ibrahim was eager and proud to help David Enders find this gallery.
So, in our way, I am trying to look to the other mirrors to see if there is anybody follow us or to see the situation as stable or for that.
Abu Ibrahim kept on joking that he was going to die with us. Iraqis have a very dark sense of humor, but at a point, Ibrahim developed sort of a giddiness because we really were taking a chance. You're on open roads where you don't know who's necessarily going to intercept you. The going price is $50,000 for an American if you can kidnap one.
Have you ever had any problems before?
Of course, many problems had happened in Al-Adamiyya. Many snipers there, and they killed many Iraqi soldiers, many Iraqi policemen. And we heard about emirs of Al-Qaeda network based in Al-Adamiyya.
The streets are strewn with trash. Most neighborhoods only have one exit or entrance now because the local militias inside each neighborhood, in order to protect the neighborhood, shut off all the side streets. So as you go down a main street and you look at the side streets, you see these roadblocks made out of palm tree trunks, carcasses of cars, file cabinets or desk chairs or sometimes barbed wire, whatever the local neighborhood militia has strung together.
So why would anyone have an art gallery in such a place?
I think the artist people here in Iraq, they want to show all the world that we're still alive, we still have our art, and we still make amazing thing to the people to reflect what we are feel about.
Why are we driving so slow right now?
Well, because unmilitary convoy, and we should stay 100 meters behind them because otherwise it will be shot.
The most dangerous thing to do on the road in Baghdad is to get too close to an American military patrol, because they will shoot any car that gets too close for fear that that car is a bomb.
We say, inshallah, we're coming back safely.
We make it through Adamiyya safely and arrive in Waziriyya.
1 minute, please.
Where we have to have the gallery owner, Hassan, come meet us at one of the checkpoints that's manned by the Turkish embassy's security guards. That's one of the things that allows the gallery to safely operate, is that it is in this security bubble created by the perimeter that's been set up around the Turkish embassy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
How are you? I'm David.
I'm Hassan.
Nice to meet you.
The first thing is that Hassan insists on turning on the generator.
We turn on the generator first of all.
So that we can have air conditioning and light inside the gallery.
Okay?
Yeah, great.
And so now, where are we?
This is the hall, the general hall of the gallery. Here, what we make usually the exhibitions one by one.
As you enter the gallery with its high ceilings and white walls and you look at the art and the air conditioning comes on. It's remarkable in the fact that it's kind of an unremarkable space. You really could be almost anywhere in the world, in a gallery in New York or London. It's a departure, most definitely, from the everyday.
Our tasks is to invite artists to participate in specific exhibitions every season.
Hassan is in his mid-30s. He's a little overweight, bald, and very charming and very excited to see us. He feels it's a great responsibility what he's doing as an artist in Baghdad and speaking to the Western press.
But what do you have up on that?
Now we have a poster competition about violence against women. We invite many artists to participate, and there will be a prizes about this for the winner posters.
There were 35 submissions for the poster contest, which ranged from very literal interpretations of the issue involving pictures of literally beaten women.
Saying no to violence and showing a broken eye or with a very hopeless look.
To very abstract paintings.
This is an experiment of a young artist. They didn't show the subject directly, and this is a problem because poster need to be very direct and focus directly on the subject, right? Here you can't find the violence, you can't actually, sometimes you can't find the woman.
It's interesting when you look at Iraqi paintings, a lot of them are very abstract, and it's almost as though Iraqi art was kind of frozen in time, sometime around the 50s or 60s, because of Saddam Hussein and because the society was so closed. I used to visit Baghdad's College of Literature quite frequently, and the sort of understanding of American literature, English literature, that the students there had essentially ended with The Old Man and the Sea. And I think the art world in Baghdad suffered the same sort of closure, where most of the art produced in the last 30 years looks like abstract expressionism or sort of art deco.
Have you guys made a decision yet about the winning poster?
There will be a judgment next Saturday. It will be great.
Ironically, only one of the posters was done by a female artist.
Imagine that. So that's because most of these female artists are outside Iraq.
In some places, women are forced to cover their heads, to wear a hijab on pain of death. So that fear has resonated for many women who have responded by staying out of the public eye.
Many galleries closed. Many artists left Iraq.
Fawzi Abdulrahim is a artist, a painter, and also gives lectures at the gallery on Iraqi culture.
People who are staying here, they find art in the bottom of their interest. It's not prior to them. It's the most prior activity is how to keep your head on your shoulder. And that was the challenge Hassan faced. To have this gallery under this terrible situation is a bravery. It's real bravery. So this is why we help him voluntarily.
Fawzi explains to me what's changed for artists who had to work under Saddam and how the situation compares to the situation now.
Now there is very small role for educated people in Iraq. So we catch this opportunity. Art is acceptable, but if you directly talk in politics, you will be subject for killing. But if you paint something, whatever the meaning is, you might be excused. So we try through art to say many things that are not allowed if we directly say them. And then we try gradually to touch some political sides of our culture. And we don't guarantee that the next season we will be here to continue. But if we are alive, we will start again.
As I finished the interviews, we were invited by Hassan and the other painters to have lunch with them. But Abu Ibrahim, concerned that we've been in one place too long already, politely turns it down and hustles us back toward the car. Then we're back down the road and looking for people following us again.
David Enders is the author of Baghdad Bulletin, Dispatches on the American Occupation. You can see some pictures from the Moderat Gallery on our website, studio360.org. Pike Malinowski produced our story. Coming up, the war in Iraq finds its way into sci-fi.
There's a Cylon double agent on the Battlestar, and he is a suicide bomber. He blows himself up.
It's an unmistakable subtext in the series Battlestar Galactica. Stay with us.